This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Build Ford Tough studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. This was Jordan Davis's first number one hit, Singles You Up. Boomer not happy with Jordan or me that Jordan's in New York and he's not on the program. Well, what can you do, you know?
There you go, handsome.
I'm definitely old news in his world. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Boomer. I appreciate that. There was a miscue back there with the coffee beans that I couldn't figure out because
I got
it fixed.
Don't worry about it. I could work at a Dunkin' tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
I understand that back there better than anybody.
It's a good skill to have when you're in radio. To have a job you can work the next day.
Never know. That's exactly right. I got an in with Dunkin'. So
that is dramatic. So I sent a text out. I said, listen, Boomer's pissed.
Oh, great, okay.
I sent a text out. I said, listen, Boomer's pissed off. I said, I didn't quite say it like that, but right. I was like, Boomer's busting my balls that I can't book you. That's what I said.
Yeah, you got to put the guilt trip on him.
Yeah, which is fine, you know, and he's, you know, this is a guy who, of course.
Nobody knew until he came on our show.
That's not what I was going to say.
And that was our kickoff to summer, and that was the boat party.
It was the boat party, yeah.
And he was awesome at the boat party.
He was great, yeah.
Yeah.
No, what I was going to say is
we put him on the map. That's all right.
I'm just
busting.
Of course, obviously.
Because he's got a good sense of humor, I will say.
And we had a couple of great days with him back in September.
And now he's over there sucking up with that elitist kind of, that whole thing.
Oh, yeah, there. Yeah. It's sickening. It really is. Ugh. It's just gross. But, what I was going to say was this was a guy who had, you know, no problem hanging out with us when we opened up our golf courses to him.
There he is.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he looks good.
Yeah. When
that was great, man. That lake house out there on Bay Shore, that was great.
Yeah, that was tremendous. But yeah, went into that pro shop, him and Tucker Wetmore.
Oh, they made themselves at home, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's all right. It's all good.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I'm going to have to find a new up-and-coming country artist now. That's what I'm going to have to do.
Listen, you make country artists, so it's all good.
I don't know about that. But let's go to Madeline in Red Bank. What's going on, Madeline?
I wanted to know, is the Jordan Davis event tonight open to the public?
You know, just show up there. That's what I would do. Just go.
Just say that Gio sent you.
Yeah, just say that. Yeah, Madeline, just say that I couldn't make it, so you're taking my ticket. I'm sure they'll be totally fine with that.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I'll bring my husband.
Yeah, bring him, too.
Boomer's place.
Yeah. Okay. Exactly. Yeah. But all kidding aside, because I don't want you to go all the way up there for nothing, I don't think that it is. But I'll give, you know what I'll
can
do?
You,
I'll give it out to everybody just so everybody could show up there and flood the place and then be mad that they're not allowed in, and that'll be our revenge for him leaving us in the dust. How's that sound?
That'd be perfect.
Okay, if it is, can you text me back and let me know?
You don't matter. Just check, you know, ask Grok.
Yeah, hold on a second. Let me just see. I'll hang on one second. All right. Then we got to talk some Phil Sims in a second
why
here, too.
Some Phil Sims?
You'll hear why.
Oh.
So it just says, save the date. Monday, May 5th, 5 to 7, 5 p.m. happy hour, 6 p.m. performance and album listening at Silver Lining. I'm sure it's got to be like a ticketed thing, right? It doesn't say it is.
I don't know. Is Silver Lining a studio of some sort, or is it a venue?
I don't know. I would just go, Madeline, and be like, listen, I have a ticket here. I know Jordan. That's what you should say.
I'm doing it.
All right, Madeline. Have a good day.
Geo
sent me. Yeah, just like when you go into Mercedes-Benz of Edison.
Yes.
Tell them Geo sent you. Wouldn't that be great? You get all these angry WFAN listeners and not in getting let into the Jordan Davis album listening and go, we know Geo! Let us in! That'll ruin his day.
Do you remember when Jordan called you when we were on the air the first time, like after you got to know him?
Yeah, I remember.
How excited you were.
I made the noises, yeah. I remember. Yes. It's embarrassing for me. It was.
We've come a long way from that, man.
With him just leaving us in the dust?
Well, it didn't leave us in the dust.
Hey, dude. Left you in the dust, too. Your name's on the show. You had him out at one of your places, did you not?
Because you asked. Of course I'm going to help you out. I'm going to try to keep the pot straight, of course.
Well, exactly, but I'm saying that was a gesture,
George,
nice gesture.
It was really your friend. Didn't you go down to see him in Nashville?
I did.
Yeah, all right. So I did not go to do that. He's more your friend than my friend.
But he's leaving us in the dust.
But I know he loves like professional athletes. He's buddies with, you know, Peyton Manning and things of that nature.
Yeah, he did kind of, yeah. That's the thing. He's gone up the ladder.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He's now friends with Peyton and Jim Nance.
Oh,
so now it used to be me and you, and now it's Peyton and Jim Nance. And
yeah, it's more you, but you're done and dusted as Pat Boyle put you on his X feed yesterday.
Done and dusted.
Mm. So what's this thing about Phil Sims now?
Oh, yeah. So Phil, who I feel like I know, but I don't know as well as you know.
You know Phil.
So I'm so confused by this.
Okay.
So the whole Abdul Carter number thing obviously happened after we had talked to Phil, because we had Phil in here for 3 hours talking about the draft before the draft. So, the whole 11 thing.
Well, first of all, it started with the 56 thing for LT.
Started with 56,
and LT responded in kind. Make your own number famous.
Yeah, which is exactly what he should have said. So, Phil gets asked about this on a podcast with Cousin Sal, I guess is the guy's name, was doing the podcast. He's talking to Phil, and he brings up the number 11, and if Abdul Carter asked for it.
Oh, God.
Wait. Is this a prank here? Allegedly, this is Jordan Davis on the line.
Okay.
Allegedly.
I can't wait to hear this.
The guy who's left us in the dust for Peyton Manning and Jim Nance. Jordan, good morning.
Hey, that's not true at all. I haven't left anybody in the dust. When Jim Nance agrees to direct your tour video, you jump all over that,
okay.
And if Peyton wants to follow you around and make fun of your golf swing, you would do it too, Gio.
You're right. All right, fine. But I just
Gio just feels left out. That's all, Jordan.
I know.
I mean, he got you up at the edge. He took you to the Edge restaurant.
I mean, enough. See, this is what I have to endure here. See, any time that I can be embarrassed by Boomer, he will take that opportunity. And this is one of those things. He goes, you know, it's over on Kelly Ripa this morning. And I'm like, I don't. I was like, Dua Lipa. I don't know. He's like, nope, Jordan Davis couldn't come in here. He's over at Kelly Ripa.
You're right across the street, Jordan.
No, I would if, you know, we got in late last night. We're doing that this morning, then I'm flying right back out at like 1 p.m.
Oh, no, you can't be. I thought you were doing a show tonight.
Don't you have a thing? I have this thing. It says Monday, May 5th.
I'm playing it.
Yeah, you are. So don't try to
Hold on. It says Monday, May 5th, 5 to 7 p.m., happy hour and album listening. At the Silver Lining.
Well, then I guess I'm not flying.
See how big he's gotten?
He didn't even know what he was doing. Yeah. Well, I think it's probably tomorrow. Do you really not know that?
No. It can't be tomorrow because
It's today. Okay. So you're celebrating Cinco de Mayo over at the Silver Lining.
Yeah.
Okay, I got that. Because I know I'm supposed to be fishing in Knoxville tomorrow at 10 a.m. So I have to get out of here today at some point.
Yeah. By the way,
who are you fishing with?
I'm fishing with my buddy Andy.
Random guy, yeah. Andy.
Andy Cohen?
No.
By the way, he was, speaking of Andy Cohen,
yes.
He was here and he did the guest bartender thing on Watch What Happens Live, which is filmed right around the corner. How about that?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Boom. Yeah. Y'all know when I'm here, it's like from start to finish, we're doing something. There's not like any... All right. I tell you what, we're doing Radio City Music Hall in the fall. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm coming in a couple days early. We're all going and playing golf. I'm getting another shot at coming within 15 strokes of beating Boomer. I would love another chance.
Perfect. Yeah, all right.
Well, look at this. Now he's like,
But this is what he knows how to work it.
He knows how to work it.
He knows how to work it.
I guess we get free tickets. I guess.
Yeah, no, 100%. Okay. Well, Boomer, free tickets. Gee, I'll give you 25%.
That's great.
Oh, that's perfect. You're also up at Mohegan Sun in the summer, right?
Yeah, during football season.
Yeah, that was a big one last time there. That was when LSU beat Alabama, and there was a big cash-in that we had that day. And the only reason I bet LSU was because of you. And what a tremendous day that was. That was balloons, man.
I still the best viewing of any LSU sport of all time right there at Mohegan Sun. So
God, yeah. All right. Well, listen,
we got to get back up there, hit the sports book again.
Yes, absolutely. So, what time is that show air? That Kelly?
9 o'clock, I think.
Oh, 9
right?
o'clock. All right. I was going to promote it, but then you're on the same time we are.
Yeah, so yeah. Good job there.
When's the new album coming out?
In August 15th.
Oh,
brand new record.
All right. Very good, man.
Okay.
And then he's got number one hits all over the place. Boomer says that we put you on the map. I don't know if I does.
100%. If you could go back and look at a trajectory of my career from when I came and did the boat dock party for you and Boom, I mean, it was pretty much, I mean, it was a rocket ship from that moment on.
Told you.
I know that. I'm grateful for y'all for where I'm at.
No. All good. I appreciate you calling in, and all the best at this album party that you didn't even know you were doing. We had a caller call up and say, is this open to the public? I'm like, yeah, sure. Just show up
just
there.
Just tell them that, you know, Gio.
Yeah, Gio sent you.
Hey, absolutely. Absolutely. Come on.
All right, Jordan. Thanks, man. August 15th, new album. Check out his website for all the tour dates coming up. And enjoy your time with Kelly Ripa. Who hosts that? It was her husband now does that?
Kelly and Mark, yeah.
Mark Consuelos, that's a good-looking guy.
Yeah, he is. Sharp-looking dude.
Sharp-looking dude, man. All right, Jordan, take care, man. Thanks for calling.
Hey, y'all are the best. I'll see y'all soon.
All right, Jordan, take care, bud. Nice. Hey, there he goes. There's a good dude. See, he gets the joke.
See?
He gets it.
I left you in the dust. I texted, he called. I mean, see?
Right.
I still got a little juice.
Okay.
Still got a little juice.
So this Phil Simms thing.
Oh, yeah, we're back to Phil now, yeah. Hold on. I'll take a sip of coffee here. So, Phil's on this podcast.
All right.
And Phil says that if it were up to him, he would give number 11 to Abdul Carter. But his family overrode it.
Yeah, thank God for his family.
And he also said that his agent, who we know
the agent,
Steve Rosner, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I agree with Steve, by the way, said, no, don't do it as well. But then Phil's doing this whole, well, if it was up for me, I'd give it to him. I'd give it to him, bananas.
He's hiding behind his family and his agent.
Like, why can't he come out and say he can't possibly feel that way, by the way?
This is who I blame in this whole fiasco.
Yeah.
It's the New York Giants. And the reason I say that is because it was Pat Flaherty, who back in the 30s was a great player for them. He wore number one.
Yeah.
And he was they went to NFL championships or whatever the championships were back then. And because Malik Nabers wanted number one, they went to the Flaherty family and they okayed it. Like, okay. You know, no, if you are the organization, you protect these numbers. There's a reason these numbers are retired. You know, and I saw a bunch of guys yesterday at the bike tour that were Giant fans, and I asked them straight up. I said, should Abdul Carter have asked for LT's number or Phil Simms' number? and they felt insulted. Now, they were older fans, so they're probably in their 40s or 50s. They were insulted that, you know, that a guy that has done nothing in the NFL would even broach the subject, let alone get into this firestorm of controversy around these players and put them in completely impossible situations. And this all started with the Giants going to the Flaherty family, who said, oh, yeah, we'd love for Malik to wear the number. You know, does anybody even think about Pat Flaherty with that number one when they watch Malik Nabers?
No.
Of course not.
No, they do not.
So when a team, like, look, it's one thing if you're in the Ring of Honor. That's one thing. Like, I'm in the Ring of Honor for both Maryland and for Cincinnati, but they didn't retire my number.
Right.
They honored me. My name is up there, and I appreciate that, but they didn't retire my number. But if they did retire my number and somebody asked me, to be honest, I would say, hell no. Go make your own number. You know, that number is there for a reason. It's retired for a reason.
Yeah, I agree with every bit of that. And you say that the players are in an impossible spot, meaning LT and Phil Simms. I don't think they're in an impossible spot, because I think most people agree with the fact that they shouldn't be on retiring the numbers.
But they shouldn't even, that shouldn't even be a question. And really the only reason it's a question is because of
Malik Nabers.
What Abdul Carter said about, you know, wanting to have 56 on the Micah Parsons podcast. And it's funny that, you know, this generation can talk like that and they can disrespect those players and the numbers and their, what they did as players on the field. I don't think they look at it as disrespect. No, in their mind, they're probably saying, oh, I'd love to wear that number. It would be such an honor to wear that number and live up to it. Yeah, what happens if you don't live up to it?
Yeah, then that number becomes...
The reason those numbers are retired is because those players did something that they were supposed to do when they were drafted. And that was win Super Bowls and become game changers. That, and, you know, in the terms of Lawrence Taylor, he was a game changer.
Yeah.
It's like one of the greatest defensive players in the history of the game. Mm-hmm. And you're talking about possibly wearing number 56? And I know it got blown out of proportion, and to Abdul Carter's credit, because I do want to give him credit, he did put out on X, hey, I don't care if I don't have a number. Maybe I'll just have my name on the back of my jersey.
Yeah, yeah.
And all I want to do is play ball for the Giants. So at least he came to his senses, you know, after about a week of this. Yeah, but, you know, come on, Phil. Throw some stones, kid.
I mean, so you read it the same way I did.
Yeah, but then again, like, he should have never been put in that situation.
I agree.
The Giants allowed the Flaherty family to say yay, okay, to the number one for Malik Nabers. And maybe it was because it's back in the 30s and now nobody gives a crap anymore, which is total BS.
Yeah.
Because it's the same ownership group.
Yeah, no, I know. Yep. I mean, it's up to me.
Well, it ain't up to you. It's up to the team to protect
your ass up.
It was up to me.
You shut your ass up.
Vile Blueberry's up to me. He's, you know, that when that interview ended, he was like, I'm not giving up that damn 11.
I'm glad to hear his family. I think his daughter and daughter-in-law, I think, teamed up and said, hey, Pop, sit the hell down and shut your mouth.
Right. Turtles in a half shell. Turtle power.
Yeah, there you go.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
College football summer is no time to slouch, because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series, as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit, as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Where'd you get that hoodie from, Jerry? I like that thing a lot.
I believe my brother gave it to me. I'm not sure.
Golf clubs, an American flag.
You got golf clubs. I got hockey sticks.
Oh, nice. Oh,
yes.
Very cool.
Yeah, it's a good one. It is Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
And by the way, guys, I don't know if it's a happy thing, but hopefully you'll celebrate today, Cinco de Mayo. Joe, I got us a couple of shots of tequila here.
Oh, okay.
There's one for you there. There's one for
you. You expect me to do this now?
We could do it towards the end of the show.
Towards the end of the show, so closer to when I drive home. That doesn't seem right.
You want to do it now? Five?
Jerry, you want to do it?
Well, no, what about us?
You can have mine. Mondays are not a...
No.
Not an alcohol day.
It's Cinco de Mayo, baby.
We were overlooked. That's okay.
I mean, I'll have some guac.
All right.
A tortilla chip, the tequila at 7:30 in the morning. Doesn't feel like.
It's all about celebrating Mexican culture.
Yeah, no, I'm familiar. Yeah, no, I get it.
I figure a little agave tequila. Come on,
baby. Agave tequila.
Let's go.
You're serious.
I'm ready.
If it's open, I'd say he's serious.
I'm ready if you are. Jerry, if you're not, that's all right. It's no big deal.
I was overlooked. I'm out.
No, you're not overlooked.
He
came in with two bottles.
There were only two in there?
Five. I'm good.
No, you know what? I may have a whole bottle on the table in there if you want to give everybody a shot.
Well, I can't have a shot of tequila. Okay. I don't know if the others want. I'll run and grab it.
Eddie?
No tequila for me.
Tequila.
I mean, you guys are a ton of fun.
All right, fun.
Nothing says more fun than you guys.
If you have extra, I would do it, but I feel like I was left out.
You want to go check? Let's go check. Let's see.
This is unbelievable.
What's the matter?
I just thought 7:30. We got a long way to go here, man.
It's Cinco de Mayo. This is the time we work. This is what we do.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, I'll be in the city all day on a bender. Now, after this. I'll be showing up at Jordan Davis's album listening party.
Hey, Jordan! Hey! Remember me? I work with Boomer.
Yeah, embarrassing. All right, we'll wait for Al to see if there's any more tequila, and we'll see what we do here with this thing. All right, so...
By the way, speaking of tequila, you know, Horse Guy came through.
Yeah, I know. One more time. Absolutely
it's
amazing.
Unbelievable.
Do you want to hear... So, all right, let me tell you. We're brought to you by Surf Pro Cleanup, Restoration, and Construction. Visit surfpro.com. I'll play you Moose from Saturday, who sounded like someone that wagered his mortgage.
He might have.
As he's watching this. This is 30 seconds. This is as he's watching the race.
Come on, Junior! Come on, Junior! Outside!
This psycho films himself during the horse race?
He did.
We can eat tonight, boys.
Man, you know, those kids got to go to college here, Moose.
Wow. Listen, I bet the race. I bet 50 to win, and I did a $5 wheel exacta, and I won like $400. It sounds like he won $40,000.
It sure does. Yeah. It sounds like he can stay in his house another month. He looked relieved
right.
when it was over.
All of a sudden, he calls the light company afterwards.
Turn it back on, boys.
So sovereignty is a mutter.
Yeah. I mean, that was great. So, I mean, I know that Moose also knows Horse Guy. So
yeah, so not, maybe Horse Guy gave him that tip too, huh?
Yeah, well, that's what I would imagine. But yes, we were able to share that. And it doesn't mean this is going to happen every single time, but it did happen 2 years in a row. Horse Guy gave us the winning horse in the Kentucky Derby, which is not an easy thing to do.
It was amazing. I don't know if this is true. Again, it's one of these Instagram things. Every one of these horses is somehow traced back to Secretariat.
Yeah.
Is that true?
I mean, that's what they said. Yeah. I don't know.
That's crazy.
Talk about super sperm.
And by
Jesus.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
You ain't kidding. But
all of a sudden,
they were saying that
sovereignty shows up at California Cryobank. Oh my goodness!
So that horse was what they call a closer.
Yeah. Yep.
Closer. Well, so was journalism, but he got closed out.
Closer. Yeah, but it was awesome. It was fun to watch. If he had any money on sovereignty, and then I looked down at the social media, and everybody's going crazy. Like, which is great. I'm really happy we were able to deliver that. But it's, you know, we got the tip from Horse Guy.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it wasn't our tip.
Yeah, Horse Guy called me right after that, and we had this great phone call. It was awesome. So, but I'm glad that everybody listened to the show that decided to trust Horse Guy again was able to make some scrajol, and I'm happy that the Melusises now don't have to live in the street any longer. The way that Mark was cheering for that,
he was into it. Knicks Celtics tonight, Eastern Conference semifinals, game one. Before we talk about that, Jalen Brunson was on his roommate's podcast with Josh Hart, and they were talking about closing out the Pistons and what that series was like. And in this case, he's talking about being yelled at by one specific fan for the entire series, but then more than that as well.
There was one fan in the sitting across from our bench, dude with like bigger dude, white guy with glasses, right? And he's been at most of the games we play there, even in regular season. He was just like, he's always chirping at me.
And instead of calling him flopper, 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 as he continued the verbal assault.
He was calling me a flopper, and I don't have my glasses, but he had glasses. You need a neck brace. He kept going like this. I was like, my bro, you good? He's like, and his glasses kept going like flying off.
And then he talks about how he got the last laugh.
After I hit the three, I did the celebration to the crowd, and I look right at him. I'm like, And he just looks at me. He's like, you're trash, man. You're effing trash. You're trash. I'm like, all right, bro. Like, I'm not.
All right, so you get how spirited that was. And the Knicks fans are into it, and it was a great win. Some people around here not so happy with the Knicks fan, like Nets fan, admitted Net fan Sean Morash, who on Friday has had enough with all the Jalen Brunson overreaction to what he believes, what he's hearing.
There were Knicks fans out there, and you know who you are, quite a few of you. That said, and I'm not kidding, mock-up statues can't wait for the statue to be built outside Madison Square Garden. When you all can go walk around Madison Square Garden today, there's not a statue for Mark Messier, there's not a statue for Clyde Frazier, there's not a statue for Willis Reed.
All right, fair point. He would continue, and then I know Al's guy, Tommy, has had enough of Morash.
You want to put a statue out there because for the first time in your pathetic fan existence, you've witnessed a star player come here and get out of the first round 2 years in a row? I mean, can we get a freaking grip now?
Three years.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Whoa. What an amazing bar to set.
Congrats. So because your video of the day here that'll get 1,000 likes. Right. Just shut up, dude. No one wants to hear from you. No one wants to hear from you. Sit a play out and go root for your stupid net team.
Yesterday.
Your Aaron Judge has never won. Shut up. Your hockey team stinks.
Jalen Brunson done?
And nobody cares about what you have to say right now.
What
your football team stinks. And everything that comes out of your mouth comes out of your ass. So shut up. Shut up.
Wow.
Wow.
Is that real?
I got to be honest with you. It looked real.
Those guys get intense.
I don't know. It looked real, which is why I played.
Well, if it wasn't real, then hats off to them, because I'm usually could tell if that, it is or not, and I'm a little confused by it.
He seemed pissed off.
But he could still get that mad at that guy in there?
Sure.
I mean,
because Sean's been doing this forever. Like,
I know.
Jerry, I don't want to go down this road again, but I mean, the fact that a Net fan is saying anything at this moment, just I would pipe down personally. I wouldn't say anything, and I'd let the Knicks fan bask in whatever this is we're living through right now, which is a great point guard.
I hope you get your ass handed to you in four straight in embarrassing fashion.
Right, and you'll get the 8th pick in the draft, so who cares?
Right, and guess where you'll be? In the same place we are, nowhere. And we got your 5 first-round picks for that stiff that you got.
Yeah, then those first-round picks are all going to be like at the back end of the first round. Who cares?
Okay, who cares? We shall see.
By the way, Evan texted me on Friday asking for my leprechaun outfit that I wore.
Yes.
And I couldn't find it. I did look for him.
He got one.
Yeah, he did buy. He did get one. Because I texted him. I said, listen, it was very cheap on Amazon. And if you wanted to get another one. But I wasn't avoiding it at all. I said, I'll look for you. I did look. It was definitely in the last clothes purge that I had. I was like, I don't need this anymore.
He has the dress as a leprechaun?
No, he doesn't.
No,
he just wants to. Remember, as I wanted the Nets to lose so bad to the Celtics, I dressed up as a leprechaun, so he's going to return the favor this time.
That show likes to dress up and stuff. They like to play dress up, those guys.
They certainly do. Yeah, except for Tiki. Tiki doesn't play dress up.
Of course, Tiki's above that nonsense.
Yeah.
When do they dress up?
Well, Sean was like all gold.
The Larry O'Brien trophy or something?
Yeah, he was all gold.
Oh.
And then Evan did that whole beard thing where he dyed the beard.
Well, that wasn't
dress up.
That was just ugly.
No, but he would dye it, you know, so it was sort of like dressing up.
Hmm. Well, anyway, I do believe that thing was real with Tommy.
Oh, you can feel it.
Genuinely looked it.
Tommy's dudes, dogs, and damage, man. Don't be messing with his Knicks.
That having been said, Sean's point is accurate, though. If you don't have a statue of Mark Messier outside
the
garden.
But who's saying they're...
I don't know. I don't know where that came from.
He's reacting to who?
I have no idea. I don't know. Maybe fans were calling in. I have no idea.
You'd have to have Walt Frazier, and you'd have to have Mark Messier.
That was his point.
So, and then Gerard Gallant, I think. Put it with him.
Yeah.
put Mike Sullivan up out there.
The Pacers took game one from the Cavaliers 121-112, and you had the Warriors beat the Rockets in game seven of their series 103-89. Buddy Hield had 33, 12 of 15 shooting, and the Clippers were bounced the other night, as kind of expected that they would be, losing to Denver in game seven. And the Nuggets, I do believe, begin their series tonight. All right, baseball, not a good weekend for the Mets or the Yankees, really. Sunday was lousy for the Mets. They got swept in a doubleheader by the Cardinals, 6-5 and 5-4. This was Juan Soto, who says, you know, the numbers aren't good, we get it, but we're actually doing better than losing these two.
I mean, we got to learn from what we did today. I think we did a really good job getting guys on. Unfortunately, we couldn't come through with the big base hit, but overall, then we did a pretty good job.
Right, but that's been the problem, is not getting the big base hit with runners in scoring position. Here was Tyler McGill. He pitched the second game, so it's never good to lose both.
It is what it is. Obviously, it's baseball. Not going to win them all. But, you know, show up tomorrow, same mindset, come out, try to win the day, and, you know, nothing changes.
Well, they'll play in Arizona later tonight. This was as you can imagine, they lose two. Frank the Tank not thrilled with the Mets or Soto.
The Mets won't win five games in May! Juan Soto can't buy it! Don't wait. Every day. Hey, with the rising score position, the Mets are now 0 for the last 702.
Well, that's a bit extreme, but they have not been good.
What was he saying? Down and away? He kept saying down and away.
Double play. Yes, so has not gone well for him. Of late, the Mets are still 22-13, though they've lost the last two series. You've got Mets and Diamondbacks tonight. First pitch in 880, Mets Odyssey Radio at 940. Griffin Canning will make the start there. The Yankees dropped 2 of 3 to the Rays over the weekend, losing 7-5. Yesterday, Jonathan Aranda singled, homer, drove in three. You did have the first big league hit for Jorbeet Vivas, a 2-run single in the eighth. You've got Carlos Rodon and Nick Pivetta tonight, start of a really good series if they play. You got the Yankees and the Padres. It'll be on the Fan with coverage at 6:25. And next hour, I will bring you, I know we're running out of time, so I played the Jets announcers last hour. Next hour, Kenny Albert. Okay. Who sounded fantastic, and the Jets win in double overtime over the Blues 4-3 in Game 7.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
You know, it's interesting. It's not just Shador Sanders in the NFL that is dealing with a kind of a draft day fallout. Quinn Ewers from Texas is dealing with the same thing. And his agent just went on a tirade this past week. This weekend, I guess.
Quinn Ewers' agent?
Yeah, and he was just saying, like, you know, it was a load of crap, as he said, when it came to talking to NFL teams, why this player was sliding down the draft board. And a couple of the teams told the agent, look, man, he was a nil superstar. He made a lot of money, and he's, you know, had a lot of promotion around him. You know, that's like the last guy we want to bring in here. You know, and I'm thinking about the same thing in terms of Shador Sanders. But the one thing I will say about Quinn Ewers, he had a fight for a job. I don't think Shador Sanders has ever had to fight for his job because, you know, his dad coached him. His dad set it up that he was going to be the starting quarterback, both at Jackson State and Colorado. And there was no competition. Like, he was the man from day one at both places. And now he's going to go to the Browns, and he's going to have to fight for a spot on the roster, which is a totally different kind of concept and probably foreign concept for him.
Oh, it 100% is a foreign concept for him. And he still had to go out there. He still had to play. He still had some success. His completion percentage was very good. But you're right. I mean, you know, he never had to worry about not being the starter, and now he is fourth on a depth chart.
Yeah, and dude, it's the NFL, so it's fast, and you got to make decisions. You can't stand back there holding on to the ball and, you know, make one guy miss and then run around and, you know, throw the ball down the field to Travis Hunter. I mean, this is like, you got to be involved in the offense. You got to understand the offense. You got to know what you're looking at. You got to know what you're calling in the huddle. You got to know your pass protections, your run checks, your all of that, your route trees, everything, the concepts. I mean, you have to actually sit down and learn this stuff. You can't just miss meetings or, you know, show up late to meetings because, you know, you're doing some, you know, internet streaming platform for something. I mean, this is a real job with real men looking to secure their future. And this is where, you know, he's never had to deal with that. At least in my mind, I don't think he has.
10 minutes from now, our full kickoff to summer announcement. Knicks Celtics game one tonight up in Boston. Les in Rockland County wants to talk about that. What's going on, Les?
Hey, good morning, guys. Boom, I have a question for you. Have you decided to put a jersey in the freezer?
You know, yep. But I was thinking if I was going to do that, it was either going to be Porzingis or Pritchard, one of those two guys. Because yeah. I know the other guys are going to get they're going to get their points and stuff like that. We need one of these two guys to be a little bit off.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I hear you, but if you have to do it, if not, I thought you were an all-in guy, right?
I am an all-in guy. Just relax. I'm an all-in guy. 100%. Thank you, Les.
Yeah.
You put me on blast now.
Yeah, all-in guy. So, I mean, the NBA store's got to have a Porzingis Celtics jersey, right? You have to think.
I would think so.
They got to have at least
a half. Can you DoorDash that for me?
What do you want, a Porzingis jersey?
Yeah.
Celtics jersey. It has to be Celtics. Can't be an old Knicks jersey.
I know we got an old Knicks Porzingis jersey around here somewhere.
You need
I think he came. Didn't he come in here when he was a rookie?
I don't think so.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
You know what? He was here doing something in the theater in the back.
Oh, the theater.
Yeah.
Theater.
Ooh.
Yeah, Latvian improv night. I believe he was here for that.
Latvian improv.
I think yes. He was doing something as part of one of those drinks he was endorsing, like some sort of sports drink. I don't remember which one, but he did something in the theater.
That's what it is.
Yeah, does Fanatics have the NBA jerseys, too?
Yeah, they do. Of course. Fanatics has got everything.
Well, just making sure. They delivered some stuff to us not that long ago.
Yeah, they take really good care of us. I totally forgot about it over this weekend. I was very busy.
Mm. Five borough bike tour?
Oh, yeah, man.
Well, I mean, but you could be the difference between winning and losing game one.
So. All right, Al, DoorDash that for me, will you, please?
Can you DoorDash something that's not food?
Yeah, why not?
I didn't know. I've never DoorDashed products to my house.
You could DoorDash pharmaceuticals. Why can't you DoorDash a jersey?
Okay, fair. But that's like a CVS or Walgreens.
I don't think that store is open yet. So what time is the NBA store open? Probably 9 o'clock, right?
Yeah, it would have to be 9 o'clock.
Just Google it.
NBA store.
I'm going to check with Fanatics first.
10 a.m., actually, NBA store.
Yeah, maybe Fanatics has got something over there they can DoorDash over to here.
And will you take any jersey, though? Like,
no, it's got to be a Porzingis or Pritchard jersey. I do not want a Tatum jersey. I don't want a Brown jersey. I don't want those guys.
You sure? Because they might have that.
We need better
than nothing.
It would be better than nothing, but.
Better than nothing going in the freezer. Let's go to Bob and Comac. What's going on, Bob?
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you?
Good, Bob. What's up?
Listen, you know, when you watch the NFL draft, and you watch these teams select players, and you see the excitement, of the coaching staff, and everybody's glad-handing and high-fiving. When you watch the Browns select Sanders, and you watch that Cleveland Browns draft room, the forced applause and the contrived applause is just hysterical. You got to watch these guys applauding like a sigh of relief. I am glad it's over. So if you could ever just take a look at that.
Yeah, Bob, I saw it. And Andrew Berry, the general manager, was actually asked about it because he was the one who looked the least thrilled about the draft choice. And he said, we were just very tired at the time. I wouldn't read into it. But I'm with you. I think anybody who watched that video was like.
Then who made the pick?
The owner?
Yeah. That's the problem with that. I have to believe if you're going to take a personality like Shedeur Sanders. And I don't care when the pick is. You could say that this is a good value pick because of the way that Mel Kiper and everybody else was reacting around it. Whatever. I would say that if the owner made the pick, this is part and parcel what's wrong with the Browns. I mean, somebody decided to go after Deshaun Watson. Somebody decided to move on from Baker Mayfield. Somebody decided to draft Shedeur Sanders. Who is that somebody? Mm. Is it Berry or is it Haslam?
I think Jimmy Haslam's probably way too involved, and that's why the organization stinks.
I mean, this is like, and again, like I said, if he's at Colorado and he's got the offense down and everything, he is going to get a really, really big wake-up call, if he didn't already, when he steps onto that field for the first time, and they give him the first group of plays and personnel groupings and how they do things. It's going to be amazing.